time for the Nerd Up Podcast, and here's your pod hosts, Guilty Wilson. Nerd
Up. Welcome to another episode of the Nerd Up Podcast. I'm Guilty Wilson, and man, as you probably noticed, this is going to be a short one, but we just got back, Isaac and I just got back from Indie PopCon, and I don't know, I'm not hoping the guys at Indie PopCon take this the way I mean it, but it just didn't seem to be as great as it was before. The first one was awesome. The second one was pretty good. But this is the sixth one they've done, and it was just, even the crowd size was down. And, you know, maybe it's because the E3 thing going on. I don't know, but it was just nothing wanted to make me stay there. And we did have some fun. We did some shopping. That's the one cool thing. They have great vendors. Celebrities, they were okay. A lot of voice actors. And in fact, one of the things I did was I attended a panel where the voice actors, Fred Tatasciore, Richard Horvitz, Vanessa Marshall, and Phil Lamar, basically they read a script. The script they read was Harry Potter. And it was quite entertaining. They'd do different voices for each character. You know, but you may know Fred Tatasciore from Marvel, Overwatch, Clone Wars. He did some voice work there. Richard Horvitz, Alpha 5 on Power Rangers. He also Billy on Adventures of Billy and Mandy. Vanessa Marshall, she was Erwin in Billy and Mandy. She's also the voice of Gamora in Guardians of the Galaxy animated series. She's done other Marvel and DC characters as well. And Phil Lamar, I think he's done everything. I mean, started out Mad TV. That's where I became a huge fan. And then he went on to become Samurai Jack. I mean, come on. And the voice of Static Shock. So, you know, he's done it all. But it was just so hilarious. They do different scenes from the movie Harry Potter, and they do them in different voices. And if I could, I would provide you the whole thing. It was a 45-minute panel, but I can't. So, because, you know, I don't own the license to that. So I'll just let you know. It was really good. But the funny part was, at the end, instead of saying, okay, this is the end, what they did is all these people dressed as stormtroopers and Darth Vader and other Star Wars people came marching in. And what it was is the 501st were there at the Indie PopCon. Anyway, they came marching in and they handcuffed all the voice actors and took them back to their place. And kind of humorous, but that was, again, that panel was really good. The other panels, just nothing seemed interesting. They didn't seem to have the panels nothing that just struck my fancy, I guess is the best way to put it. Now, I did meet some individual artists or comic book writers. Will Brendel, the artist for the Redeemers comic. Now, he's got a website where there's a will.com, and Will is with one L. But anyway, he's also all over the internet at where there's a will. But the Redeemers is about, well, some superhero rock star guys. One of them's an angel, one of them's a werebeast, and the other one is a wizard. And just a fun comic book. I just can't put it down. I bought all the issues they have out. They have 5 issues out. I bought all of them, and I just can't put it down. Every moment I can, I'm reading this book. I'm almost done with the whole thing, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to run out of comics to read. So, but it's really good. And so I got an interview with Will, and that'll be coming up on this podcast. So then also another independent comic I found was Teleport comic. That's the name of the comic. It's Teleport, and it's actually smaller than a regular comic book size. I'm not sure why they printed it. In fact, I should have asked that, but I interviewed the writer, Ryan Rifati, but also he's known all over the internet as Jalapino, and that's spelled Jalopino, and that right there attracted my attention. And then I saw the comic book, and then I'm like, okay, this guy's got to be somebody worth talking to. So I talked to him a little bit, mainly about the comic. And then I bought every single comic they have. Yeah, they had 3 issues, and they had a special going on at Indie PopCon. If you bought all 3 issues, you got like these prints from the covers of each issue, and they were selling the prints individually. But if you bought all 3 issues of the comic, you got some prints. So I ended up getting some prints on top of all 3 issues of the comics. Now I'm mad at myself though, because normally when I get independent comics, I have either the writer or the artist, whoever's at the booth, you know, at the con that I'm at, I have them sign it. Well, I forgot to get Jalapino or Ryan to sign it. And I was like, man, I forgot. So, oh well. Well, let's go ahead and just run through the interviews. Like I said, well, I don't know if I did say it, but I'm going to say it now. This is going to be a short episode of the Nerd Up Podcast, but at least we got the stuff for you. And so we'll start out with the interview with Will Brindle, and we'll talk about the Redeemers comic. And then we'll talk to Ryan Raffati, with also known as Jalapeno, and we'll talk about the Teleport comic. So that's it.
All right, Guilty Wilson with the Nerd Up Podcast here with Will Brindle or Brindell?
Brindle.
Brindle. All right, I got it right the first time. That's a rarity. talking about, he's got his own line of comics. You're the illustrator, I take it?
That's correct. I'm the illustrator for the Redeemers. It's an adventure serial about a rock band of superpowers. They drive around playing shows and slaying demons and being sort of like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but about being in a van.
You said something about each issue is its own separate story. You don't have to have the all of them. But what kind of stories do you cover in each issue?
Well, so the first issue is an origin story. The boys get blindsided by a reporter and give a very abbreviated version of their backstory. It's a great issue one. Issue two goes a bit of a comedy mixed with a horror movie, like a haunted house sort of thing. It's called Night of the Attack of the Robo Ninja Death Assassin Groupies.
Okay.
Issue four, there's a big wizard's duel. Issue five is kind of like the Dr. Light episodes of Doctor Who, wherein the Doctor isn't in it very much. It's called The Great Guitar Blade Caper, and the boys' instruments get stolen out of their tour bus, and they have to recover them, but we spend a lot of times with the actual thieves.
Nice. Okay. So now how long have you been printing this comic? How long has this been out?
This has been a labor of love since 2009. I guess this is technically the 10-year anniversary of issue one.
Well, there you go. Now you got to celebrate here in the booth. You got to reset up everything in the booth as a 10-year anniversary celebration.
I'm going to need to get some confetti launchers, yeah.
We'll work on that one. So now who is the writer for this?
The writer is Mr. Eric Ramson. If you are any part of the Chicago improv scene, you probably already heard of him. He's a genius.
He's into improv, so am I, so I like that. All right. Now, who came up with the story idea, and how did the artwork come about after the story was created?
Okay, so The Redeemers is the first thing that Eric wrote after suddenly realizing that people get paid to draw comic books, or write comics, rather. Uh-huh. Drawing's my side. And he wrote the first draft of the first book and came up with a bunch of plot hooks and things like that for going forward. And it took him 6 years to meet me through a series of odd events. We sort of got on each other's email contacts, and the rest is history. He asked me to do an audition sketch, figuring out what the three primary characters would look like. And he was reviewing my sketches at home, and he had based the three guys off of himself and his friends who had been in a band post-college.
Okay.
And he was looking at my audition sketches on his computer at home, and his wife walks up over his shoulder and goes, Did you get someone to draw a picture of you? And he's like, well, I guess this guy's got the job. So
Nice how that works out. Now, you said something about how on the website or something, you have an actual song from the band, from the comic?
That's true. I can't sing the praises of my writer enough. In addition to creating the concept and writing all the scripts and all that stuff, he's also a one-man band. So he writes music and lyrics and sings and plays guitar and plays bass, and the ghost of Steve Jobs is our drummer because GarageBand provides those. But we do have three songs currently available on LonelyRobotComics.com on our downloads page. We have an instrumental theme song, and the first two tracks are called Where You Like Armor and Grow Up Not Give In, which is my personal favorite.
Okay, now what's that website?
LonelyRobotComics.com.
LonelyRobotComics.com. I'm going to definitely have to look that one up myself. Let's see here. Now, where do you plan on taking the comic? I mean, is it just going to be as long as the stories last, or do you have an idea for an ending or anything like that? Do you know of?
I am the illustrator. Eric is the writer. I have some ideas of what he is planning. I do know that he has a lot of this plotted out into seasons, just like a TV show. Again, this is sort of a love letter to Joss Whedon in general and Buffy specifically. So 12 issues constitutes a season. We have 5 issues out right now. I'm currently working on the illustrations for issue 6. Eric's working on the script for issue 7, which is our mid-season finale two-parter, Battle of the Bands.
All right. Now, I don't have any idea what's in these comics. I just now purchased them from you. I'm a big supporter of independent comics, and I love the fact, as soon as you said rock band with superpowers, I'm like, okay, I'm in. So I can only imagine what I'm in store for in reading this. Other than that website, is there any way anybody can look up your information, find out more about you?
So me specifically, I'm at Where There's a Will with one L on basically everything, on Twitter, on Instagram, on DeviantArt. My website is currently a placeholder. It's wheretheresawill.com. Long story there, but that's coming, hopefully, soon, coming back.
I've got the same problem with mine. I got gilwilson.com, but I just don't do anything with it.
I had an issue with Google and some old page from my high school version of my website that was still parked there. And
wow.
So I just had to nuke everything and start over, and then a baby happened, and so that ate up all my free time. Yeah. So,
well, congratulations on the new fatherhood, by the way. And, I tell you what, I'm anxious to see what's in store for me on this comic. And I've got your contact, so I'm going to somehow get a hold of you, whether I like it or not. So be prepared. Any last things you'd like to say about what you're doing about the rest of your comics?
Well, just first of all, yeah, like we want to hear all the feedback, whether it's good or bad. It's hopefully good, but Lonely Robot Comics and The Redeemers are both on Facebook. It's Redeemers Comic, and I think just Lonely Robot Comics is the Facebook tag for that. Well, so this specifically, we want to at least get to the end of season one, hopefully get it into more shops. A couple of independent shops in Chicago do carry it here and there. Diamond would be great.
Right.
And for me, I just want to get to the point where I can do this full time. Right now, it's still just a labor of love sort of a thing, but I keep plugging away at it. But hopefully
keep playing the con circuit, and you definitely make some sales to get going on that.
Yeah, well, and the great thing is that, like, you know, a lot of people aren't willing to take a chance on an independent book, but I will say the biggest thumbs up I can give about it is we get plenty of people that stop and just grab a number one, like most people do, and then the next day they come charging back for the rest of the issues. They got to know what happens next. So we must be doing something right.
I guess so. All right, so Will Brindle, thank you very much for being on the Nerd Up podcast, and I really wish you success. I can't wait to read these comics. All right, Guilty Wilson with the Nerd Up Podcast here with Jalapeno. Basically, he's got this really cool comic book three-issue series called Teleport. All right, first of all, Jalapeno can't be your real name. You're the writer of the comic book. Yes. Introduce yourself.
I'm Ryan Raffati.
And how long have you been doing this comic?
This is our third year. We've put out an issue every year for the last, obviously 3 years.
And this is your debuting the issue number three here at the Indie PopCon, is that correct?
Yep. Yeah. We have a new artist in the book, Roxanne Larson, who is only just a couple aisles away.
Oh, nice. Okay. Now, give me a brief description as to what happens in this comic. What's the main gist of this?
The main gist is kind of following her experimental process, the scientific method of her kind of finding ways for make her teleporter work, and also kind of working out of herself as a person to go put herself out and meet people and build relationships.
Okay, with a teleporter.
Yeah.
I like the idea. Now you said first two issues you had a different artist. What was the name of the artist in the first two issues?
Oh, Mumi Swan provided the artwork for our first two issues.
Okay, and you said she went to college, so you had to get someone else come in. That's what happens in life, I guess. Now, what do you see as the future of this comic? Where are you going to take it? I mean, as an independent comic, I know most independent comics just hope to get it out there. But some of them actually have a vision of where they want to end it. Do you have anything, or do you just want to keep going?
I kind of know what the next few storylines are going to be. We've talked with publishers who have been very interested in it over the last couple of years. And it's just we're trying to figure out what we want to do.
That's good. It's still in an early stage. Issue number three is, great time. And by the way, that's one of the things I purchased here at the table is the book, or is the combo pack of all three issues, because I can get started on it, and then as you continue it, I can pick it up every year. So, all right, so how can people find you online and all the information about you?
Best place to find us is either on Instagram or Twitter, at Jalapeno, H-A-L-L-O-P-I-N-O.
Now, how'd you come up with that? I just got to know.
Oh, when I was in seventh grade, I came up with, me and my friends would draw, little superheroes. And I had a guy who, had steam coming out of his ears, oh, it looks like he ate a jalapeno. And I just misspelled it because I was, in seventh grade.
Right, okay.
And it just kind of, everyone's like, oh, it's so cute. And it just kind of stuck, and we kind of made it a superhero. And I just kept it as an adult because I can get it. It's always available.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, exactly. And plus, it doesn't make for a bad handle on Twitter. It's easy to remember. So and Instagram. So, anything else you'd like to say about the book? About what to anybody out there never heard of your book before, and what would you say to them?
No, we've had a great time making it, and if you know you like science and get excited about people making new things, come check it out.
All right. So once again, the comic is Teleport, and they've got 3 issues out right now. Check it out, and I'll put links on the podcast page, so make sure you check that out.
Well, that's it for this episode of the Nerd Up Podcast. Thanks for listening, and I think I'm going to try to do a few more, maybe short ones, and just kind of keep it rolling, because I'd rather do some short ones and every now and then, and keep a steady pace of podcasting going, because it's not always that we can get everybody together at the same time. It's very hard to do, as a matter of fact. So hopefully this will kind of keep you going until we can get everybody together and have one big conversation. So in the meantime, like we say at the end of every episode, stay nerdy.